Will the Greek banks open next Tuesday as normal?
Absolutely. You have to understand that there is a profound difference between what happened in Cyprus, let's say, in 2013 and what's happening here. This is not a banking crisis. It's not that the banks are the problem. According to the ECB and to the SSM, the banks were perfectly capitalized. There was no problem with them. What is happening is there is a political decision by the Eurogroup to shut the banks down as a way of effectively pushing us to accept a non-viable agreement at the political level. So this is a political crisis. It's got nothing to do with the banks. Once the political crisis is over, after the Greek people deliver their verdict, the banks will open.
How will the banks open without a program? How will the ECB extend the ELA without a program? You won't necessarily be in a program on Tuesday morning. You're starting with a blank piece of paper.
You have to understand that Europe, since the great financial collapse of 2008, has been making up rules as it's going along. The ESM, QE, everything, the Greek program, the EFSF, all these are last-minute arrangements by which to handle an inevitable crisis that nobody was expecting. And I can assure you that on Monday, if there's a political will, the ECB, on the back of some preliminary agreement by teleconference of the Eurogroup, can easily increase ELA sufficiently in order to restart the banking system, and we could have an agreement within 24 hours.
So the ECB will be making up the rules as it's going along, is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what it does.
Okay.
It's been doing this for 5 years.
Okay.
Think back, Ireland, 2009. Think everything that has happened, and, you know, the whatever it takes speech, what was that? Was that in any rule book?
And you think that the ELA will therefore be increased on Tuesday morning, regardless of the outcome?
No, it won't be regardless of the outcome. It will depend on the outcome. That's why we do have a referendum, because it's a crucial contributor to coming to an agreement. The ECB has its rules. Yeah. Of course, it adapts them as it goes along, because it has to. Because nobody ever expected that the ECB would have to play this role since 2010. What we politicians need to do is to enable Mario Draghi and his governing council to do the right thing by the Eurozone.
So it's not regardless of the outcome. So, sorry, I'm confused. So which way, if it's a yes vote or a no vote, will it be okay for the ECB to be able to extend the ELA?
Well, yes, but the actual outcome, what we do with this economy, and whether we carry on extending the crisis into the future, pretending that we solved it or not, will depend on the outcome. If there is a yes, we have committed to signing on the dotted line of the kind of agreement that was offered to us, in which case the ECB will be happy to open the banks.
Right. So if there's a yes vote, you will sign the deal that's on offer?
Well, we are unreconstructed Democrats, aren't we?
Right.
We said that we're going to take this to the Greek people, and if the Greek people say yes to this particular kind of proposal by the institutions, we would do whatever it takes in order to make sure that it's signed. If a no vote, as we are recommending to the Greek people, is delivered, then we will immediately start negotiations, and believe you me, there is going to be an agreement along lines that are different to that on the institutions.
Let me just explore that for a moment. Mm-hmm. So what are the Greek people voting on? What is, because there are people out there that are saying at the moment that there is effectively no offer on the table, starting with a blank piece of paper, you're out of the program. So I'm curious to what you think the Greek
That's
people are
voting. That's a bit disingenuous, isn't it? On the 25th of June, in the Eurogroup, I was presented with a very comprehensive proposal by institutions. It was more or less on the take it or leave it basis. And what we said was, for us, just reading it, and I'm sure that any independent observer would agree with this, this was another extend and pretend. If we were to agree on that, we would be extending the crisis for another few months.
Yeah.
The banks would be open, but we would have exactly the same situation as we've had in the last 5 months. So what we're saying to the Greek people is, no more extend and pretend. Please back us to say no, not to a deal, but to this deal, which has absolutely no specific funding proposal coming with it, and no debt sustainability analysis that is worth the paper that is written on. So this is what we're saying no to. This kind of mentality, where just sign up, take a small tranche of money just to tie you over for a few months, and then we come back to the same crisis, to the same crunch negotiation.
Yeah.
It's time to end this.
So if there's a yes, what will you be signing? If you could be specific, what will you be prepared to sign come Tuesday morning if there is a yes?
Do you have any doubt that if there is a yes, the same proposal that was presented to me on the 25th of June will be back on the table? It certainly will be. It's what the institutions want.
And that's what you'll sign up for?
We'll find a way of making, of signing this. Maybe we will change the configuration of the government, because some of the, us may not be able to stomach it.
Right.
I personally, I won't sign another extend and pretend. I'm allergic to extending and pretending.
So if there's a yes,
but I will not scupper it.
Right.
Okay. I will not scupper it. I will do, and I'm sure the Prime Minister will do, and everybody in the government will do, what we must do for the, for, in order to respect the yes verdict of the Greek people. But there won't be a yes verdict. I'm quite confident that the Greek people have had enough of extending and pretending.
Okay.
Like the rest of the world, by the way.
Just to nail you down a little bit more.
Please do.
So, if there's a yes vote, come Monday night, you will not be Finance Minister?
I will not.
Right. Okay. So this is kind of make or break for you.
But I will help whoever is. In order to push it through that building over there, the Greek Parliament.
And you think that there would be some sort of coalition formed at that point, or would it be the current
There's no sense in speculating now.
Right.
Firstly, because the Greek people will say no, because the Greek people have had enough of losing their dignity by signing agreements and making pledges that simply cannot be met, because the financing is wrong, technically wrong.
Just to circle back to the first question, if there is a no vote, you would still expect the ECB to provide extra ELA money to open the Greek banks on Tuesday?
I respect central bank independence. I'm not going to tell them what to do, but I can tell you that there will be an agreement. And once there is an agreement, the ECB will do
I'm just thinking about the timeline here. So Tuesday morning, there's plenty of people out there that are trying to take 60 euros out a day of their banks. They want to know
when
the banks are going to open.
Isn't that a terrible thing?
Clearly it is a terrible thing.
But isn't it a terrible thing that the Eurogroup chose to close down our banks just in order to deny the Greek people the right to have a say on the institution's proposal? It's a rhetorical question.
I appreciate it. It's a rhetorical question. But just to come back to the specifics of it, Tuesday morning, people are going to want their banks to open up. If there's a no vote, how long will it take to negotiate? How long do you think you can get to the point at which you have sufficient commonality in your views with the Eurogroup that a deal looks likely and the ECB has the political cover it needs, because it's a rules-based organisation, to step up and say, you know what, we will extend the ELA for the Greek banks?
About an hour.
You think it that quick? Yeah?
We've been negotiating now for 5 months. We know their position, they know our position. We are ever so close when it comes to the reform package. Extremely close. Just compare and contrast the institution's proposal regarding the SLA, the staff level agreement, which is the fiscal and reform package, and look at ours. They're ever so close. What is not close is the general framework of funding and debt restructuring in which this has to be embedded to make it viable. They wanted us to sign on the dotted line of a non-viable, from a funding perspective, from a debt sustainability perspective, agreement of reforms and very harsh reforms for us, because we don't consider them to be proper reforms. We consider them to be yet another version of austerity. But we were prepared for the sake of reaching an agreement to sign it. But it has to be made sustainable, because otherwise you would be back here. If we agreed to the proposal that was given to us on the 25th of June, you would be back here in October, November, talking about another crunch negotiation. This country has had enough of it. We wanted to have a difficult agreement, a difficult reform package, one that makes us cross many of our red lines as a political party. We were prepared to do this for the sake of Europe and Greece, but at least tell us, is this going to be the end of this negotiating under conditions of crisis?
So
the answer is no, because they have absolutely no credible funding and debt restructuring proposal to come along with it.
So debt reconstruction is pivotal for you. It's a deal breaker. It still remains a deal breaker. I saw the 6 points you put out on your blog. Five of them, it appeared to me, were about debt reconstruction. You still see this as being absolutely central, despite that not being the message you're getting from your colleagues at the
Eurogroup. I'm the finance minister of the radical left party. Don't listen to me. Listen to the IMF. Ask them that question. They just came out with a report saying precisely that. Ask the US government. Do they believe that the Greek debt is sustainable? No, they don't. Ask any independent, sensible observer or economist. They will say the same thing. Isn't it the time that after 5 years of pretending and extending we stop this? And we have an agreement which is based on a debt sustainability analysis that people don't laugh at?
Debt swaps, maturity extensions,
all of
that
stuff.
Would that be enough?
It's something a financial engineer can do in 10 minutes. It's very simple. We have a debt of 27 billion sitting in the books of the ECB, blocking QE. We have to remove that and put it into the ESM, make it long dated. No haircut, whatsoever. You take the liability from one pocket of the Troika and you put it somewhere else. And you solve the funding problem for the next 2 years and you unleash QE for Greece. At the same time, we have a cliff, a fiscal cliff, a funding cliff in 2022. If you look at the projection of our debt repayments, we go from something like 10 billion to 30 billion in 22. No investor likes that. So let's extend that, smoothen it out. That's what we're proposing. We're a radical left government making proposals that any bankruptcy lawyer in New York would just agree with in a jiffy.
So Greece would be in Chapter 11.
Well, we've been in Chapter 11 since 2010. Why are we in this mess? Because we were insolvent then. The problem was that nobody wanted to admit to it. And they treated the problem of insolvency as if it were a problem of illiquidity. And you know what we're saying? This economy has lost one quarter of its GDP because of that.
But
extending it for
them.
And it's about time we ended it.
You personally won't sign a deal without debt reorganization as being part of it. That is
no,
pivotal,
I prefer
fundamental
to, I prefer to cut my arm off.
Okay. So that's a pretty big red line.
I've been saying this since I can remember.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have the moral right to sign another extend and pretend, which is condemning this economy to further stagnation. Because let's face it, ask any of a member of our audience at the moment who is an investor. Would you invest in a country whose debt is not sustainable, according to the IMF? This is why investment has dried up. The only investment we've had was speculative money that has come in and out, and no serious investment in productive capacity has been made, naturally. So we want to reform this country, and we're prepared even to accept reforms that are not palatable to us.
Yeah.
But we want to do it in the context of a debt restructure and an investment program which crowds money in and takes Grexit off the table. The only way to take Grexit off the table is not to get rid of this government. The only way to get Grexit off the table is to get rid of those funding cliffs and the unsustainability of the debt.
I spoke to your predecessor about half an hour ago, Mr. Hartnellis, and he calls this a fake referendum. And other people I've heard that saying that as well. And the reason they're saying it is maybe you talk about you want to take Grexit off the table. Why don't you therefore ask a very simple question that all of the Greek people can understand, which is, do you want to be a member of the Eurozone, regardless of the consequences, and portray it in a terms that at least Greek people can understand?
That would be a fair question.
Why?
Let me tell you why. Why is Greece constantly on the brink of collapse and with Grexit in the air? The reason is the extending and pretending. It wasn't the radical left government. We're a product of the failure of these programs. So what I'm saying is this. We really desperately want to stay in the Euro.
Right.
Even if we're critical of the institutional framework of the euro. Once you're inside a monetary union like that, you don't want to get out. It will be catastrophic. So we want to be in it. So the question for the Greek people is, how do you stay in it? Do you stay by further extending and pretending? I believe not. If we sign that agreement that was offered to us by the institutions, in 6 months, 12 months, we will be even closer to insolvency, even closer to Grexit.
Yep.
So I'm not going to put this question to people, because if you were asking me, do I want Greece in the euro, I would say absolutely yes. It's a senseless question. The Greek people want us to stay in the euro. The referendum is about how to achieve that. Do we achieve it by accepting and another extending and pretending? I don't think so. Or by rejecting it? I do think so.
You keep telling me that you're a radical left government, and you've also indicated to me that if there is a yes, you will step aside. Do you get the impression that Berlin is seeking regime change? Do you get the impression that Angela Merkel is seeking regime change here in Greece?
I'm going to quote from a BBC television serial and say, you may very well say that, I couldn't possibly comment.
Okay. But do you think that this is a government that they don't want to deal with?
Well, you don't have to ask me that. This is quite self-evident, isn't it?
Really?
Well, think of the election campaign. Think of all the conservative parties and centrist parties that campaigned against us from across Europe.
Right.
Mr. Rajoy, the Spanish Prime Minister, came here and campaigned in favor of the sitting government at the time. Look at what the German press, the French press was writing at the time. They just didn't like the idea of our government. Not so much because we're left-wing government, because left-right means nothing these days. This is a question of, do we challenge the established logic, which in our view is irrational, that you need to impose the greatest austerity on the most recessionary economy, and they don't like the idea that we're going to challenge that supposed logic.
There's another way of looking at it, which is to say they don't trust you.
Well, let me put it differently. They trust us to say no to a logic which they understand is particularly fragile, but which they don't have the political means by which to reconsider themselves as they should.
Okay, but do you think there's a... excuse me.
They know that if we give our word on something, we'll keep it, unlike other governments. So the question of trust is actually lopsided. It's upside down.
But the sense seems to be that they don't trust you, and that's,
but that's
only
not true.
The message.
I dispute that.
Okay.
I think they trust us to do what we say we will do, and they can see that with a referendum. They don't like what we're doing, which is to challenge a logic that has failed. Look, nobody likes to be told they were wrong. So imagine now we have the three largest institutions in the world, the IMF, the European Commission, the European Central Bank. They've been imposing upon this country a certain program of reforms, of fiscal policy, which is the greatest failure in economic history in the world.
Yep.
Right? They don't like to hear that. They want to pretend that it is the reason why we're in trouble is because we were elected and, you know, there was a program that was working. It wasn't working. That's why we were elected.
Yep.
And that it's all the fault of the Greek government. It isn't. It's about time they come clean on their failures.
You arrive here every day on your motorbike.
Yes.
You put your helmet downstairs.
Indeed.
At what point in the day do you go to the ATM and take out your 60 euros a day?
You know what? I haven't done it. I must be, my wife and I must be the only Greeks who haven't done it. Well, firstly, I don't have much time. Secondly, I just feel that it's inappropriate for me to be picking up at the ATM.
Why?
So I've got 5 euros in my pocket.
You're a member of the Europe.
Could
you
do
play
it.
By the same rules as everybody else.
I know, but
wouldn't it be solidarity?
Consider this argument would line up with them.
Yeah.
It would be, in a sense, yes. I'll consider it.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing,
okay.
to seeing you there. But it's, but actually, to a fair point, much has been made of the fact that tourists don't have the same rules applied to them. Do you have access to money elsewhere? You haven't been to the ATM yet. You clearly, obviously, have thought this one through. If you don't have a problem with actually accessing cash.
Well, let's not personalize this too much. Let's say that my wife and I are living a very frugal life at the moment simply because we're just too inundated going from one political meeting to another.
But you have skin in the game here.
We all do.
You feel as much solidarity with the Greek people as any other member of the Greek society. You've got an Australian passport. There are people who are going to say to you, are you actually doing this on good faith?
Not only do I have an Australian passport, but I left a job at the University of Texas to be here. But let me say this, the moment I decided to throw my hat in the ring, the political ring,
right.
I also decided I'm not going to leave, whatever happens. So I'm going to be in here with a lot of them.
And
I'm not leaving.
And you're not leaving.
No,
so come Monday,
leaving.
If you're out of the job, if you decide you're not going to stay.
Remember, I'm still going to be a member of parliament.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Together with the rest of the government, and we're going to have a very solid base from which to make the point that it's about time Europe accepts a very radical principle, the principle of democracy and the principle of rationality. Two principles that emanated from this continent, which have been set aside recently.
So you may step aside, but you still think that Syriza will be the bulk of the government post this referendum?
Well, Syriza is going to be the major force in Greek politics after Monday, whatever happens, and
right.
we're going to make sure that this country is given the chance it deserves to become a proper first-class, not second-class or third-class, citizen within the European Union and the Eurozone. At the moment, we've been treated as if, just like in a debt colony, you don't have rights.
Final kind of question. You and Mr. Tsipras obviously talk. You've just indicated to me that you will step aside come Monday night if the vote doesn't go your way. Have he and you talked about whether he will step aside?
This is not the time. When you're going to battle, you don't talk about defeat. We're going to win on Sunday, and we're going to be here to forge a mutually beneficial agreement with the rest of Europe.